I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end.
Republic Broadcasting.
And you could have it all.
Broadcasting audience, this is Talk with John, and today is Saturday, February 4th, 2023. Wow, time just keeps on marching on, whether you're ready for it or not. And I on some levels, I must admit, it seems like I'm surprised. On other levels, why isn't it further along in time? All right, so this is Talk with John. I am your host. Mondays and Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to noon, you can join me here on republicbroadcasting.org, and look forward to having you listen in for the next hour. Now, I have a guest joining me, and I will be introducing him shortly, but let's get to it. Also, another way to interact with me is talkwithjohn1. That's talkwithjohn1. And folks, it is a great way to interact with me is on, like I said, on Twitter. It's a great way to interact with me there. During shows, if I can't take calls, that's a great time to interact. And then also, let me give out my show prayer and show mantra. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to the Father above. Then, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. That is what is constantly on my mind when I'm doing my show, is how do I bring greater liberty, not just to myself and my family, but really to the rest of my nation. To my fellow Americans, because the bottom line is, it really doesn't bring me liberty or freedom if it doesn't help them be free. And I firmly believe that from the very bottom of my heart. So joining me now, though, I have from the Liberty Beacon and TLB Talk, Roger Landry. Roger, thank you for joining me.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, John.
Brother, it's a pleasure to have you here. So, I wanted to cover, well, let's cover what we talked about off air. In fact, we pretty much almost did half a show off air. So, hopefully, we don't leave things out that we intend on talking about. But let me read kind of the headline and just do a quick reading and synopsis of an article from a gentleman by the name of David T. Pyne, P-Y-N-E. You and I, and he did a show, I want to say it was back in August or something like that, talking about the what was happening in Ukraine, the possibility of China coming in, and that's definitely a very real threat. And he did a article based on the balloon that we've heard about. So this is his headline. Biden administration refuses to shoot down huge communist Chinese airship flying over U.S. in major propaganda coup for China. China appears to be using the balloon, which could be carrying weapons of mass destruction, for strategic signals to test the U.S. resolve and to warn against defending Taiwan from Chinese invasion. Yesterday afternoon, and this was this article came on several days ago, it was revealed by NBC News that the U.S. was tracking a massive Chinese airship with the U.S. government officials have been referring to as a surveillance balloon, which traveled over the Aleutian Islands and Western Canada and hovered over 150 Minuteman III ICBM silos deployed around Malmstrom Air Force Base in central Montana for an extended period of time. Now, this balloon had the folks had the ability to maneuver. It had the ability to maneuver around, so it wasn't just a balloon that was left up to the however the winds were flowing. And it was also government, our wonderful General Milley suggested to the Biden administration that they do not take it down, that they let it be, that they shouldn't shoot it down. And throughout his article, and you could go to his Substack, folks, and read his article. His Substack is D Pine, and that's D P Delta Papa Yankee November Echo. .substack.com, and you can read this article and it goes much more in depth. But basically what he said to me was it was a dereliction of duty to let this balloon go through. And so when I in reading this article and I had a quick chat with him, that was his very quick synopsis. Now I'm going to throw this to you. You worked in Raytheon. I've talked to someone who worked in Raytheon. I've worked to talk with a few other individuals that have top secret clearance. And we might get in a little bit more thoughts on that. But this is what I posed to him. I said, David, there's only two reasons that I really see that they let this balloon go across. And that's because they are either completely incompetent, or they are trying to mess with the Chinese back. And he goes, John, there is a third possibility that they let this balloon go across, and that's because they were able to tell that it had some level of nuclear isotope, even if it's a small isotope or biological warfare type stuff. And he goes, the fact that they shot this, and I didn't know that they shot this down until I spoke with David Pine today, and you brought it to my attention about an hour later as well, that they did wind up shooting this off the coast of North Carolina over the Atlantic. So he goes, John, they knew, he goes, based on that, what happened, they knew that that was not the case. And he goes, I said, so, okay, were they caught with their pants down? This is over Montana, and all of a sudden, hello, this is here, and they barely found out about it. And he goes, no, I'm quite certain that they knew about this long before over the Aleutian Islands is what he was able to gather from different sources of his. So I am going to shut up and say Roger, what are your thoughts?
Well, first off, it doesn't make us look good no matter what you say. Okay? If you're talking about something that crossed the Pacific Ocean, if you're talking about something that in accordance with what a lot of you see online is showing you, that it came in across Alaska, came down through Canada, and cross the border right around the area of Montana, okay? If you're telling me that you knew the direct path of this a long time before it ever reached the continental United States and you couldn't have done anything, or I'm not going to shoot this thing down because it may kill some people. Okay, let me explain something to you. Over the Pacific Ocean, totally safe. over most of Alaska, totally safe. Over big parts of Canada, totally safe. Roger used to live in Montana. And this is a joke, but take it for what the way I mean it. There's 25 people living in Montana. If that thing would have been shot down and it was done strategically, the worst case scenario was you'd have killed a couple of groundhogs. No, that was not the reason this was not shot down, because it could have been taken down on multiple occasions in multiple areas with a bare minimum of impact. Now, did it carry some sort of weaponry? I'm going to tell you something. I cannot, nor can anybody else, give you a definitive answer to that. And if you hear from somebody that there were measurements of isotopes, okay, or that it was suspected it may have carried some sort of germ warfare, when they shot it down over the Atlantic Ocean, right off the coast of Myrtle Beach, about 2:40 Eastern time today, that thing came down from, I don't know, I think it was probably up around 60,000 feet. When it came down, waiting for it, I'm absolutely positive, beyond a shadow of a doubt, was basically the type of retrieval team you would have seen when a space capsule came back from the moon or from orbiting the Earth, okay? And when that thing hit the water, you had divers in the water, you had helicopters all over the place. I'm telling you that if you would to see that, obviously you're not going to see a whole lot of that. We did see it actually get shot. We saw the balloon explode, okay? We saw that happen. Now, it's got to fall 60,000 feet. It's got a balloon above it that even after you've let all the helium or whatever, and I believe it was helium keeping that thing up, even after all of that has escaped, that's a massive amount of material. And it puts up a lot of resistance to the wind. So this thing's not going to fall like a rock. And when it hits the water, you may find that a lot of its package, its intel package, whatever it was, including solar panels that were supposedly it was being charged or being powered by solar panels. Okay, a lot of this is going to pretty much be intact. Will some of it be destroyed? Yes, it will. If there was any sign of a nuclear weapon or an atomic weapon on board or some sort of a germ warfare on board, what you have is an instant opening of the door for World War III, because that would have been a direct attack against the United States. But my God, they let it go all the way across the United States.
And then they shot it off the coast of right off Myrtle Beach.
But if you suspected it had a weapon on board, okay, why didn't you take it out immediately instead of letting it go all the way across the United States? To me, that's sheer stupidity. And it is. And there's a lot more that doesn't make sense here. I apologize. You wanted to say something, John, please?
No. My point was, I think the big thing to point it out is, and this is where everybody that I've talked to so far is in complete agreement. It didn't have any of those major issues because they they took it down right off the coast. And you don't and most people understand what Myrtle Beach is. I've actually literally been there. It's one of the most beautiful places in America.
So have I.
And it's one of the most pristine beaches. You know, it is a highly populous area. There's a lot of people even there during the middle of the winter right now. There's a lot of people there. You don't take that down right off there. You let it go another several hundred miles out to sea.
No, you don't. You absolutely don't. And this is why they didn't. Okay. After it goes across, okay, transfers from solid land over the ocean, they have 13 miles of unquestioned U.S. territory. Outside of the 13 miles, there can be some questions because certain countries claim up to 100 miles, so on and so forth. But 13 miles are an absolute, that is U.S. sovereign territory. They wanted to bring this down, and it wasn't brought down 100 yards off the beach. It was brought down maybe 10 miles off the beach. And the reason why it was taken down the way it was, and if you take a look, it wasn't taken down by somebody shooting bullets at it. It wasn't. It was taken down by a missile. But it had to be done in a specific fashion. If you would have launched a missile at it, okay, and that missile would have entered and exploded, that would have been a whole different story. What they wanted was this thing to have as soft an impact as possible, so as much could be recovered as possible. So I'm going to bet you, and I believe I've even seen this several places, but this is an obvious choice I would have. What you have is a missile with a proximity fuse on it. When it gets within so many feet or so many yards of that balloon, it explodes, and it explodes with forward motion. Does the shrapnel go in different directions? Yes, it does, but not backwards or straight out to the side. It goes forward, but in a cone type shape, so that what you have is a shredding of that balloon. Because if I would have just shot a few bullets into it, that wouldn't have brought it down quickly, and it may have transferred outside of that 13-mile U.S. territorial waters. They brought it down in a fashion that deflated that balloon as quickly as possible. Now, is it going to go down like a rock? No, it's not going to go down like a rock, because it has enough materials, supposedly the size of 3 school buses, and that puts up a lot of resistance to the wind, to the air. And that is going to cause it to fall at a rate of speed far less than a terminal velocity of something like dropping a rock, okay, just a plain old rock or a marble from that height. So what they needed was to make sure that the balloon was intact enough to act as a brake to the speed at which this thing fell, but at the same time, they had to make sure it was going down and not continuing to travel further outside of U.S. territorial waters. Now, does that make sense? Yes, that actually makes sense. If you want to get that package and you want to get that package in an area where it's undisputed U.S. sovereign territory, then that's a great fashion. The way it should have been done. And there was a flight of F-22s on standby to accomplish just this. And they have been waiting there, and they even blocked all commercial traffic for a period of 3 to 4 hours in that area, where no commercial planes or private planes could fly within the area that balloon was in. Only the military jets, the F-22s that were on standby. So they took great care and pain to recover this thing, or as much of it as possible. Do I believe they knew that there were not weapons of mass destruction aboard? Yes. What do I think that the whole scenario here is all about? Ever been poked in the eye by somebody who just wants to show you how bad they are and dare you to do something back? We have sitting in the White House today, and in some of our military, and remember, Roger worked for the military or was in the military for 30 years, okay? We have the most compromising hierarchy in our military today, and a president, which is, I don't know, for anybody who's done any homework at all, is compromised. So what we're looking at is how much, and were the Chinese trying to find out just how much they could get away with?
I absolutely do. I'll tell you what I think it was.
Great really time for a commercial.
After this commercial break.
Yeah.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that day.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Talk with John. We've got Roger Landry joining me right now of TLB Talk. So this is what I asked a few of those individuals. I said, kind of what my everything that I would surmise from what we're hearing online, and one of the things I want you to do is, when this was first mentioned to the American public, it was over Montana. I want you to mention how that came to be. But I see this as China might as well have done a big balloon in the form of the middle finger. I think this is what it is more than anything else. Now, yes, it's like, or at the very least, that's what it wound up becoming, because it got so far in. That's what it might as well have been, right? Maybe they should have had something blinking on it that was showing the big middle finger. So that's kind of my thought. Let's go first to when this hit the public, how it was found out, kind of how it was released, what individuals saw it. It wasn't the military. And then let's go into more a little bit about I had a number of people, civilians, reach out to me going, this really scares me. This is scary. And I said, in what specifically for what that balloon is, I'm not scared. What it represents scares me a whole bunch more than what that specific balloon was. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, in a fashion. And you got to remember that this wasn't spotted by the military. It was spotted by a civilian. Okay, but let's talk for a second about what we have. Let's talk for a second about something, again, that crossed over Alaska, crossed over Canada, and crossed into the United States around the area of Montana, okay, western Montana. Let's talk about the fact that it is a, and has been admitted by the Chinese to be a Chinese balloon that observes weather. If it observes weather, then it more than likely has a two-way transmitter, okay? It can receive data, and it is steerable. That's not a joke. It was determined not only that it was steerable, but it was admitted by the military in their briefing to the public that they know that this is a, it has a steering mechanism, all right? We know that this thing was put into the areas it was put into for specific reasons. We do know that it had to have had two-way communications if it's steerable. And if it is a weather research balloon, it's got to send data back to somebody, whether it's a weather research balloon or an intelligence gathering balloon. All right. So it was sending data. And it was steerable. But let me ask you a question, because this is something nobody's talking about. But the Chinese stepped up to say this. They're saying, even if that was intentional, which it wasn't, that was just a gotaway balloon, okay? Even if that was intentional, how many planes fly over certain parts of China, or at least on the borders of China at high altitudes from the Western world? I don't know. We're talking about U-2s. We're talking about, yeah. We're talking about SR-71s. We're talking about, this is a common thing for the U.S. and the Western world to do. And that is to get high-flying vehicles to find as much intelligence, to film as much intelligence from their enemies or those they're not too happy with on a regular basis. And China's saying, or said, you guys do this all the time. We're not telling you that this was a spy balloon, but if it was, what makes it any worse than what you're doing? Because your planes can carry weapons of mass destruction. This balloon is not. Okay? So, what purpose did it serve? It served a purpose of telling the United States, we have a balloon that is scoping out, and it flew intentionally, I would have to say, right over one of the biggest, I don't know, missile fields for our nuclear missiles, for our missiles with the multiple reentry vehicles on them, for our first strike nuclear capability, and paused over that area for an extended period of time. Again, a steerable vehicle. I'm not telling you any of this is good. It's not. It should have been shot down long before it got to Montana. If you're going to tell me that there is no radar stations in Alaska, which faces, I don't know, pretty damn close to Russia or the old Soviet Union, that they didn't know this balloon had crossed, it was going to cross right into Alaska? They didn't know this was going to happen long before they got there? They did!
Yes. They knew about it.
It could have been stopped in the Pacific Ocean. It could have been brought down. So one of two things had to happen here. Okay? Either they weren't prepared, and once it hit land, they weren't willing to take it down because they were afraid that if it came down to Earth from 60,000 feet and hit dry land, it would destroy everything in that package. But if it was allowed to go over the ocean and taken down, the fact is a lot of the material and a lot of the information maybe stored on it was recoverable. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you've already mentioned it, total incompetence and a compromised military and president.
And according to the person, the people that I've spoken with, they are 100% convinced, or 99.9% convinced, just shy of 100, that they knew not only when this balloon got into American airspace, but well before, and they even think they knew when it was actually put in the air.
Again, you have to understand that we were at or involved in what was called the Cold War for how many years? Where the two biggest nuclear powers on the planet, the Soviet Union and the United States, were saber-rattling on a continuous basis. The ability of, I don't know, forward-looking radar systems and sonar systems inside Alaska is far beyond what most people know. They knew it was there.
They knew it was there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Just like you.
All right, folks, this is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting. All right, so if I can just, I want to hit a couple of key points from this article by David Pine. Something that he says, the Biden administration is not serious about defending the United States of America, which they've sworn to protect. Nor is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, who infamously told Chinese military leaders he would warn them if the U.S. were about to attack. He continues on that it flew over Montana, which has one of the least populated areas of the country, as you stated so smartly, Roger. And this
I used
is
to live there.
This is a major missed opportunity, and this is a big win for Beijing. Now, he further goes, if this would have been Russian and Russian airship, do you think for 1 minute, does anybody have any doubt the U.S. would have reacted to immediately shoot it out of the sky? Now, the far, he also said that this balloon, David Pine said that according to his analysis and the something that was also published by the Washington Examiner, it seems to corroborate his hypothesis that the massive Chinese airship was nearly at the stratosphere at 60,000 feet, and which is above the flight ceiling of most U.S. fighter aircraft, and could be a useful platform for an EMP or high-yield nuclear weapon or perhaps some kind of jamming device. So the bottom line is he gets further in and he just says there has been multiple times. Well, the USSR shot down a U-2. There was a fighter aircraft that went over China many, many years ago, and there was a shootout involved there. He goes, if this would have been the United States flying it over China, he virtually guarantees that China would have shot it down. This is a huge misstep by the United States.
I not only, and I was about to make that point to you, I was about to say, what do you think would have happened if this was a balloon approaching the sovereign border of China? I would tell you that as soon as it crossed into China, it would have been dropped like a lead balloon.
Okay, at the very least. Imagine
that. Yeah. But let me tell you something else that's going on that most people aren't aware of, okay? There are people out there who are grabbing this as something that they can use to push a narrative which most people don't follow, don't have any faith in, and don't believe in. And this would be the White Hats. And there is actually an article out there, and it's got a lot of views, saying that the White Hats, the Montana balloon was deep state, not Chinese, that it was the American or the global deep state that put that balloon up there, and that it was meant to observe the militia activity ongoing in Montana, and that where it stopped, where it literally hovered for an extended period of time, which was, as I mentioned earlier, very close to where our nuclear missile silos were, was where the White Hats were saying was where the militia were having training exercises. But they're saying that it was a deep state function, but we don't have to worry about it. And this is what they said late Friday night. It blew up. Well, didn't you and I watch it get shot down at 2:40 this afternoon over the Atlantic Ocean right off Myrtle Beach?
Well, I didn't see that happen, but you did. And I've been told by and other sources are reporting that as well. So kind of makes that narrative not to be true.
Yeah. So does that add any more credence to the White Hats? I really don't think so. These are the people who state that Trump never gave up the presidency, that he still holds power. He still controls the military. He sits in the background waiting for the right time to step up and grab all of the deep state individuals and lock them up or send them to Gitmo. This is their scenario. I would tell you something. I would love nothing better. That would be phenomenal if it was even close to true. I spent way too much time working in that scenario. My clearance was well above top secret. This is what I had. Am I a danger by even saying that at this point? No. I haven't worked for the government or Raytheon since 2020. Since 2000, the year 2000, right there at the new millennium. That's when I quit. So I've been out of this scenario for 23 years. Do I understand this? Do I believe it? Yes. Now, your explanation where you say this is the biggest mistake, that's the private conversation you and I had before we actually even came onto the show. Do I believe it was a mistake? I think I remember telling you that this thing could have been dropped before it ever went on shore in Alaska. It could have been dropped at any point because the parts of Canada it passed over were extremely barren. And then it hits Montana. And I'm joking here, but take it for what I mean it to be. There's probably 25 people living in Montana. I know I was one of them at a time. And I can remember looking out my back window and seeing, and I lived in the flat part of Montana, so flat, it's insane. The tallest thing for 10 miles was a groundhog sticking its head up out of its hole. So stating that you cannot take this thing down because it will kill people or destroy property in Montana, the chances of that happening are insanely small.
Okay,
Let me finish here real quick. But if you needed to make sure that when that thing hit the ground from 60,000 feet, that there was something left to analyze, then your best bet is to make it a water landing.
Okay, I'm going to also throw out another scenario. And John, you watch too many action movies. Okay, maybe that's the case.
that's not a bad thing.
But we know that this existed in the CIA. Does anybody remember in one of the Batman movies when he went over to China, scaled a building, went into the building, grabbed a bad guy, put a parachute on him, and he's like, I'm here in China. You can't do anything with me. You can't do anything to me. I'm protected. And he's like, you're right. You're in China. And then he put a balloon up in the air, and along came, it wasn't a C-130. It was a variant that is similar to the C-130. I believe it was just a twin-engine plane, if memory serves me correct. But it had a V kind of by the nose, and it picked up and took him out. Yes. I'm going to and we know that actually, yes, that was developed by the CIA. This has come out in some other places. I want to even say Richard Marchenko talks about this in one of his books, or it could have been another one that I read. But the bottom line is, I'm going to bet they even had the ability to get that balloon before it hit the ground to catch it out of the air.
You and I talked about that, okay? And what I'm going to tell you...
I just wanted to make sure it was something that you, if you couldn't say, you didn't say anything about. But I'm like, this happened in a movie. We've all seen it.
Yes.
And the CIA had that developed back during Vietnam. So
if you have a prop-driven plane, because I don't think this would work very well with a jet, okay? If you have a prop-driven plane with enough horsepower behind those motors, and you have something that is falling, and you have basically, what looks like a big old hook out behind you, and you know its trajectory very well because you've got computerized radar, and you can fly along, and if you saw that thing when it started to drop, the package is now extended down even further from the balloon because the balloon isn't round anymore. It goes straight up. So what you have is the ability to fly by that thing and hook it. Okay? And if you can do that, if you can fly slow enough because this thing is not dropping like a rock, again, because of the size of the balloon, whether it's deflated or not, is causing a lot of drag. You have the ability to fly by that thing and hook it. And once you have done that, you can reel the damn thing in. And once you've done that, then why is the need for this thing to be over the ocean when it gets taken down? Why? Why the need to let it go all the way across the United States? There is no answer for that at this point. But if I had to guess at something, I would say, and this is really hard for me to say, but I honestly believe it, Joe's not the only person compromised in this country. Joe is not the only mechanism compromised in this country. I will tell you at this point that the amount of power that is flexed, the muscles that are flexed by the Chinese in this country today, is mind-boggling. This is a country that is buying up farmland, a crapload of farmland, but not just anywhere. In a lot of cases, right outside of highly classified U.S. military bases. And it's being allowed. Why? And how many of them, will launch balloons now over their own property that they own that'll go up 10, 15,000 feet? It may still be tethered to the ground, but it can see everything that's going on in that military base. Tell me where I'm wrong here.
Actually, that's something that I was going to bring up. The Chinese have large plots of land right next to United States Air Force bases where
and they're buying more.
From what I've been told, stealth aircraft are kept.
Yes, and they're buying more. And my point here is, if that balloon was a trial run, and they know for a fact they can launch a balloon, but this one ain't going to go nowhere. It's going to be tethered, but it's going to go up 15 or 20,000 feet, and it has cameras on board that can pick a gnat out at 30,000 feet and film it in fine detail, then what's going to stop them? Who's going to stop them? It's their land.
Or they could have something like a suitcase nuke. He feels very confident. He said, this is another thing that Dave Pine said, nuclear weapons can be miniaturized to weigh less than 200 pounds. In fact, some of the U.S. tactical nuclear weapons dated in the 1950s weighed around 56 pounds. So there's plenty of opportunity for an EMP or a super EMP weapon or biological or something along those lines. I mean, there's so many possibilities.
There is. And I would tell you that if it was a nuclear weapon, I would tell you that the ability to miniaturize those has come a long way. If you look at, you know, the two original that were used in World War II, the atomic bombs, not the nuclear bombs, these things had massive weight to them and size, all right? But at the time, that was brand new technology. The ability to really scrunch these things down, because what are you trying to destroy? Are you trying to destroy the entire countryside or a military base? In other words, I may need only the explosive power of a Hiroshima bomb or a Nagasaki bomb. By today's comparison, those were wimpy little things. Okay, today a 50 megaton or 100 megaton bomb could take out, you know, all of Texas. But back then, an atomic bomb that weighed tons couldn't even take out a city the size of Hiroshima or Nagasaki. Did it do immense damage? Yes, it did. Is it the first time the world ever saw that kind of damage? Yes, it was. But is it even in comparison to what we can do today? No, it isn't. And I also have to tell you, having been on nuclear submarines, which carried, listen to me, 16, okay, nuclear missiles, which each had multiple reentry vehicles or multiple warheads on them. Each one of those warheads isn't much bigger than a garbage can, but it can take an entire city and maybe even several cities out. And they're not very big at all, because you've got a 10 of them on top of a missile, all right? So, yeah, this is all reality. Now, I have floated a balloon over the United States to see what the reaction of the United States would be. Now I know that the land I own outside of these highly strategic military bases in the United States is what? Yeah, I can strike it.
Almost. Do anything you want.
Well, they poked us in the eye, and in my eyes, we failed that test big time.
And it's setting the precedence. This is something that happens. This is something that happens with war all the time and preceding war. In fact, this is one of the reasons why I'm surprised that China actually didn't attack Taiwan when they were flying, having their flights going into from China mainland over to Taiwan. So Sam has let us know that we're going to skip this break. And Sam, I want to say thank you for producing the show today. Appreciate you being there. I do want to hit this. I want to hit the classified documents found in Biden and also found with Mike Pence. I want to hit that again. Some more conversations just this week with people that held top secret clearances and higher. Yes. And so one of the things that happens in these, and one of these individuals happens to be a friend of mine. He considers himself a Republican, but most of us here at RBN would consider him a rhino at best. He didn't vote for Donald Trump. He did vote for Joe Biden, and he now regrets it. But he goes, what are your thoughts on Biden having these classified documents? And I said, as a president taking classified documents to your house, I have no problem with it. You're always the president of the United States. That football is with you or within basically 100 feet of you at all times, right? It's on Air Force One. I don't have the problem with the, and plus, on top of that, all the president has to do is say, I declare these documents declassified, and they're declassified. I said it's a big different story for a vice president, and especially for a senator. Come to find out, where are those documents from? And a number of those documents, what do they have to do with? They happen to do with Ukraine. They happen to do with China. They happen to do with Great Britain. And a few other, and I believe also Iran. I could be wrong on Iran.
Oh, you're going absolutely right.
Okay,
they do. Yeah.
My memory didn't fail me on that one.
No.
What happened what recently just came out in the news media about Ukraine and Hunter Biden and a weapons lab, or the, maybe not weapons.
Biolab.
Yeah, I misspoke on that one, Roger. I hope you'll forgive me. I meant biolab.
Oh, I'm never going to forgive you.
So we had that Zelensky, 2 days after Ukraine was invaded by Russia, that Zelensky put out within Ukraine basically a presidential directive to get rid of all information that happened to do with the specific company that was running biolabs in Ukraine that Hunter belonged to.
He also made a direct edict that all information pertaining to Hunter Biden and the Biden family needed to be destroyed. That was stated pretty much word for word. All information pertaining to Hunter Biden and the Biden family needs to be destroyed. And let's talk about the classified documents, because you're absolutely right. A president has absolute power to declassify or to classify anything he wishes. So if Trump says the documents that were down at Mar-a-Lago were declassified by me, he is one of the very few people alive who has the absolute power to do that. Now, you've got to understand that the government went down there. They inspected where those documents were. They told him, we would suggest that you increase the locks on that, that you make it a little bit more secure, which he did. You also have to remember that this is an ex-president of the United States, meaning the grounds are guarded by Secret Service 24/7.
Whether he's there or not. There.
So what you have is an area that is secure. What you have is a president, an ex-president, who worked with the government, showed them the documents he had on site, and did exactly what they said when they said, increase the security, put extra locks. He did that. He did everything he was told, and he had 100% irrefutable power to declassify anything he wished. So all of what happened at Mar-a-Lago was an absolute scam. Now let's go to Joe Bob, okay? Joe Bob had classified documents from when he was a senator. How did he get those out of a skiff? I will never know unless he worked it out and paid someone off and could take those documents out. Okay, but the document...
And forgive me, I want to drill down on this for just a minute. I asked three of these individuals, I said, when you had a classified document brought to you, and I've had this verified by people who belong to the federal government and are representatives, when a federal document, when a classified document is brought out to be shown by them, what happens? Basically, it's taken out of a suitcase. They even typically have to sign paperwork that they're reviewing it, and then it's put back in to it, a briefcase or suitcase. Okay?
It's totally controlled. You can't leave the premises with it. Okay? And end of story. But let's take this to the last part because we've got about 3 minutes left here. Let me tell you that the documents that were found in Joe Biden's or Joe Bob's possession were, some of them were considered top secret or above. He did not have the ability to declassify those documents, which meant they have no right being taken off that facility or the White House or wherever they came from. None whatsoever. That was an absolute infraction of the law. What did he do? He screwed Obama over like you would not believe, because Joe Bob is eventually going to have to face up to the music for this. There's no way out of it, okay? He had documents he was not supposed to have. He was not a president. He could not declassify them. He is going to have to pay the piper. Unless Obama steps up, who was the president at the time, and states that the documents that were found in Joe Bob's possession were in fact declassified by him. Joe Bob, listen to me. This is what you hear over and over again from Obama for years. Never underestimate Joe Biden's propensity to F things up. This is what he has said out loud. Now, Obama is between a rock and a hard place. If he's going to keep Joe Bob from going down, he has to step up and say he declassified those
documents. It's not going to happen. That's how
it's not going to happen.
Big Mike. That's the way that happens. All right. Yeah. Roger Landry, thank you so much for joining me today. Folks, God bless you all. God bless America. God bless you, Roger. And everybody have a great Sabbath. Thank you so much for joining me here on Talk with John. Sam, thanks for all you do. Roger, have a great
evening. Thanks for the invite. Take care, brother. Yep.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.